Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Let's start with the weather. The first day of a heat wave is here, and it's forecast until at least Friday for Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo in the northwest. Isolated afternoon thundershowers can be expected over parts of Mpumalanga and the southeastern areas of Limpopo. No rain for Gauteng or the northwest today. Pretoria and Mbombela up to 34. Joburg and Emalahleni 30. Polokwane 32. Rustenburg a high of 36 degrees.
In Pretoria on the N4 westbound, there's queuing traffic towards the N1 highway.
The High Court in Pretoria granted an urgent interdict yesterday to the mining-affected communities United in Action. They can now send emergency food and relief to illegal miners still underground in the old mine shaft in Stilfontein in the northwest. The interdict orders the Northwest MEC for Community Safety and Transport to allow community members to provide aid such as water, food and medication. And thousands of workers at German factories for carmaker Volkswagen go on strike from this morning over plans to cut thousands of jobs. The union says if it needs be, it will be the toughest collective bargaining battle Volkswagen has ever seen. VW has been locked in bitter talks with unions since announcing in September that it was weighing the unprecedented step of shutting down plants in Germany, where it has around 120,000 employees. And with that, on to our latest business news. APSA has reported a surge in activity on Black Friday, with the volume of transactions that surpassed last year's already at 8 a.m. on Friday. Business Day reports, according to APSA, point-of-sale transactions peaked at 454 per second. In America, record sales of $13.2 billion are predicted for Cyber Monday today, and that's up 6.1% from last year. American consumers spent a record $10.8 billion online during Black Friday promotions, 10.2% higher than on Black Friday in 2023. And equities rose across Asia this morning following another record day on Wall Street, with traders also cheered by data suggesting China's economic struggle is showing signs of easing. The euro remains stuck around 14-month lows on concerns about the budget standoff in France. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 15, a euro 19 Rand 11 cents, a pound 22 Rand 4 cents. Gold at $2,625.86 per fine ounce, oil at $72.30 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza, there's more news at 7.
Well, not really a great day for the Springbok Sevens. Yesterday, their grip on the Emirates Dubai Sevens trophy was finally broken when they were defeated 27-17 by New Zealand in the quarters. There was more agony in waiting in the fifth place playoff, where they were pipped 17-15 by France. The Vodacom Bulls and Hollywood Bet Sharks were the big winners in round 7 of the ERC. All South African teams were in action on Saturday, with the Bulls claiming an impressive 28-14 win over Connaught and Galway. The Sharks held off the Stormers 21-15 in Durban. Lions, unfortunately, suffering a second defeat in six. They went down 17-10 against Munster. Vinnie LaRue has reportedly decided not to extend his contract with the Bulls and will leave the Pretoria outfit at the end of the current season. He's opted against an extension and rumoured to be exploring options abroad. Orlando Pirates suffered their first defeat of the Betway Premiership season, going down 1-0 to Stellenbosch yesterday. Sundowns had climbed to the summit on goal difference with a 3-0 victory over Sekukuno on Saturday. Stellies up to third. Elsewhere, Golden Arrows back to winning ways, 3-2 victory against Cape Town City. Polokwane City held TX Galaxy to a 1-0 draw. Liverpool opening up an incredible 11-point gap on City with a pulsating 2-0 victory at Anfield. And Max Verstappen won the Qatar Grand Prix yesterday as McLaren and Ferrari took their Formula One Constructors title duel down to the last race of the season, which will be in Abu Dhabi next weekend. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport. Jack Arena FM plays more.